Good evening, everyone. Federico here, and I hope you're having a great start of the week. Today is Monday, and it's a national holiday, April 25. It's the Liberation Day in Italy, and I try to have a kind of relaxing long weekend, catching up on last week's feedback on the YouTube video, which has been incredible. So thank you for that. You can hear the sound of a to-do notification telling me that I got to-dos left for today. I'll probably get to those tonight. Today I wanted to quickly talk about why we choose not to cover a lot of rumors, or not at all really, rumors and speculation on Mac Stories. When I started Mac Stories 7 years ago, the first couple of years, I personally covered a lot of rumors and a lot of speculation, a lot of unconfirmed news. And I covered things that, looking back now, I'm really not happy with. I'm not really proud of the coverage that we were doing at Mac Stories in 2009 and 2010, and for maybe the first half of 2011. Looking back now, I'm not proud of some things we covered, some unconfirmed reports from other websites, and it was mostly, looking back now, kind of in hindsight, it was a game that I really didn't wanna play anymore, and it was always, you know, it was always the kind of game that we were bound to lose. In a way, Mac Stories has always been a small indie publication. We've always been a small team, and there's been some changes with the team. Some writers have left, others have come in, and I think, especially starting when I in late 2011, when I started having health issues, I made the decision to stop covering news, and not news, but fake news or unconfirmed news and rumors, because I felt like, one, I didn't really feel good about those, and two, it was, you know, it wasn't the kind of competition that we were gonna win with other websites with much better sources, with much bigger, you know, staffs of people constantly reporting news and rumors and linking to other websites. But most of all, I didn't feel good about turning Mac Stories into a publication that just republishes other people's content and other people's work. And so since we made that decision a few years ago, my life has drastically improved, because I don't feel the pressure that I was feeling initially when I was, you know, just me and maybe a couple of other writers, in just constantly being on the lookout for rumors by other websites. And that kind of applies to the news as well. You may notice we're not usually the kind of website that breaks the news, or that does, you know, breaking stuff. We like to kind of sit and reflect and observe how a specific announcement usually plays out, and it definitely helps in from a quality of life perspective. I really am much more relaxed today. I don't feel the anxiety of constantly being wired into the news, into Twitter, into RSS, into checking what other websites say, what's happening in with Apple and technology in general. I do appreciate more the kind of rhythm that I have now, which is more, kind of waiting, see what happens, linking to the major news, covering the major news relatively quickly with the sort of timeliness when it happens, but just not being, you know, not being so constantly checking for the news. And the other aspect of this is that by avoiding, you know, linking to rumors and sort of piling on what's still a rumor, well, first we avoid the echo chamber in a way. I really don't feel like we would be doing a good service to our readers if we spend our time constantly coming up with an opinion, with a hot take, if you will, on something that has not been confirmed. Because I know that a lot of readers rely on us for actual coverage, for actual news, for things that are confirmed. And I feel like our time is, I mean, major respect for those who break the news, for those who break rumors and who get exclusive access to inside stories and whatnot. But it's just not something that I feel suits my stories and our audience at this point. And the benefit of that is that sometimes when you hear, you know, people going crazy over a rumor, which is still unconfirmed, however likely, we save the time we would have spent covering that rumor and then coming up with a retraction or saying, well, you know, actually that rumor was fake because Apple denied it or because it was not accurate. And I feel like, I truly feel like we are much better off waiting for the news, taking a more relaxed or, if you will, reasonable approach, maybe to just see what happens, see what we want to cover, spend our time on actual stories and reviews and the links that we do every day. I do have a lot of respect for people who have built websites to do that kind of reporting. And I mean, Mark Gurman and the entire 9to5 Mac staff. I mean, how could I possibly beat those guys? They're amazing at what they do. And I wouldn't feel comfortable doing what other people do, which is just link to the rumor and pile on the rumor and try to come up with an opinion in 30 minutes because it's, you know, generates page views. So I feel like there's a place for the kind of publication that does rumors, does news quickly. And there's a place, I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. There's a place for a kind of an indie Apple blog that covers the news, links to other people's articles, does app reviews and that kind of stuff. And I feel like if I had to come up with any advice for young writers and bloggers today, you don't have to copy anyone else. You don't have to follow any standards. You don't have to follow us, even. If you feel comfortable talking about rumors, talking about speculation, talking about stuff that isn't confirmed yet, do it. Because if you feel happy with that, you can just do it and come up with your own model for the website. If you don't, you can rest assured that there's room for everyone. There was room for us 7 years ago. Apple is much bigger now. There's still room for new people, new voices, new writers to come up with any kind of style, any kind of blogging that they want to do about Apple and technology in general, really. So that's it for today's audio clip. I had a bunch of notes saved in the notes app because I really wanted to talk about this. And now I'm off to continue my work start my work on Mac Stories Weekly. We have the monthly log coming a little earlier this week. And I got my to-do telling me that I got some tasks left, and you could hear the airmail notifications because apparently Apple just uploaded a new YouTube video. So that's one of those things, you know, that I now have to decide. Is this a news that I want to cover right now, or is this something that I want to link to later? So we'll see. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.